We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, continuing the Kohen's and the Shoitrim's words when they go out to Mechama. Zok the Mishnah, V'yosua Shoitrim L'daber La'om, and says, V'omru Mia Ish Hayori V'arach Alevov, whoever his heart is scared and soft, Yelech Yoshev L'beisoy V'yimas Eslevav Ochev V'kilvavoy. He should go home, because he shouldn't make his brothers also be scared. That's the pasuk says. Now, what does it mean? Hayore berach alevav. So it's machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Kiva im hayore berach alevav k'mar shmoi. It means exactly what it sounds like. Sheni yochol lamoid b'kishrei hamachama. He can't withstand the kishrei hamachama, which means that Rashi explains that when they stand together, close together, in order that the enemy shouldn't separate them. So that's very scary. Beliris cherev shlufa, and he's scared to see a sword that's taken out of his sheath. He's scared of this. Rabbi Yisrael Lidayma, Hayore, that's one Shayor. It means Pashat Kapshuta. It means he's scared of war. So then he should go back. Should make everyone all scared. Rabbi Yisrael Lidayma, Hayore Rachaleva, Zehu, Hamas Yorim and Averois, Shabiyadai. This is someone who was scared of his Averois. Lefikach, Tosaloya Torah is called Elu Shiach Zabaglalan. And the Mishnah adds on, actually, that the reason why the Torah even had all these halachas, that all these people who, for the first year, they built a house, or they had an isha, or all those cases, like lacha, didn't marry the isha, that they go back is, in order that, since a lot of people going back, they're not going to chab who has aveira. But anyone who has aveira, basically, he says, should go back, because if he's scared of his aveiras, then he should go back. Rabbi Yisi, and actually, it answers all the questions also. Safri says that L'chaira, if ever went to war, who's going to take care of the homeland? Who's going to be the cashiers, the people who take care of the land? The answer is that all these people, they'll take care of the land. So that's not a reason why people should go back. Rabbi Yisi, Eimer, Rabbi Yisi says, Amonu Kohen Gadol, Grush V'chalutu Kohen Hedyet, Mamzer is seen in Yisrael. Bas Yisrael and Mamzer of Nasin. All these are Isurei Kedushin. Amon Kohen Gadol, Grush V'chalutu Kohen Hedyet. All those things, they're all Averis. Harehu Ayari V'rach Alevav. And Rashi Amon Beis explains that they're married. Someone was married to Kohen Gadol, like, let's say the first year, or Grush V'chalutu is married to Kohen Hedyet. Mamzer is seen married to Yisrael. So there, that's called Avera, Hayari V'rach Alevav. Yesterday we learned that it's not called the Yari V'rach Alevav because only Lakicha, Kedush is not Avera. But here, talking about someone who married the first year, you don't go back for that. So really, Rabbi Yisrael and Glidah sound very similar. They're both talking about Averis. We'll see what Nafkamina is between the two Mandi Amrim. And then it goes, Vaiter in the Psokim, V'hoyu kechalois ha-shoytim l'daver la'am. When they finished talking to the Am, Ufoktu sorei tzva'is b'reish Am, and they pointed different officers, Barosh Am, Uvak Kevish Am, in the Rosh Am, and in back of the Am. What's the reason you have in front of the army and in the back of the army? Mamidim's Kifin Lefneim. The reason why the ones in the front are that just in case someone falters, he'll pick him up. Vacherim Achareim, and there are different officers in the back, Vikashilim Shabazl Biadeim, and they have these sticks, these metal sticks in the hand. V'chomavakish lachzor. Anyone wants to run away, harashus b'yod lekapeh hashoykav. He has the rashus to cut his feet off. Because why? The Mishnah explains shetchilas nisa nefila. The beginning of a downfall of the war is running away. And really, the lashon Mishnah should be shetchilas nefila nisa. The beginning of downfall is people who are running away. So tomorrow we'll talk about that. Shenema, it says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk the idea that when once people ran away, they'll fall in war. Like the pasuk says, "Vayan hamavasev ayomer nos Yisrael fnei plishtim." This is the beginning of Shmuel with Eli when Eli was killed. "Vegam agave for gadol hoisabam vegam shnei banecha mesu chafni apinchas." This is when Eli died from the Shmuel, whatever. But chafni apinchas died in the war. So it says there, Aloshanov, Nos Yisrael, Lefnei Plishtim, Vigam, Magefe, Gder, Lahisabam, Lahalan Oim, and Apostles, Venusu, Anche Yisrael, Lefnei Plishtim, Vipuchalalam. Again, the same idea that when they ran away, Vipuchalalam, it's a different war, but like upon it, you see that if you run away, that is not good for the morale, and therefore, people, they'll lose the war, and therefore, the officers there in the back, everyone wants to run away, they take care of them. Now, all these halachas we just learned about the people going back, all those halachas, and Yarev Rachalevav, what are we talking about? Remember, Medvah Amurim Mechemes Harashos. That's all by Mechemes Harashos. Av Mechemes Mitzvah, Hakol Yoitzim, Afil Chosom Mechedroi, Vekalam Mechubasai. That means all these halachas are dafka by Mechemes Harashos, which means a Mechama that they're doing, that they want to get extra land, a kibush like that. Or we'll see in the Gemara, Shaila, a case where the Goyim were starting up with them, they're going to fight back. But Mechemes Mitzvah, which means the mitzvah of Yeshua, that he had to capture Eretz Yisrael, so that's called Mechemes Mitzvah. So there, everyone goes. Even Choson Bechedroi, Vekalo Mechubas, even a Kal from Mechubah goes. Now, the Rishash points out, sounds like from here, that a Kala goes out to war. And we know the Chinuch says that the ladies did not go out to war. So what's Pshat? The Rishash is like this, Mash by the Gam Noshim Yoitzis Mechama. The Chiddush was Dr. Rishash. V'ulai, in Yoitzis El Levashel, U'la'afas. Maybe they go out to war just to cook and bake. U'kedoyma, L'tzarech HaGvar Manchim Mechama. As he wants a Taina, maybe that's what it means. Al-Kaponim, I know one of my brothers wanted a Taina, maybe a Taina Pshat like this, that it doesn't mean the cow's going out to war. It means you take the chasim and chedra, and therefore the cow has to leave his chuppah also. If the chasim, you know, even the cow's under the chuppah, the chasim goes. Even in the middle of the chuppah, you take the cow out of the chuppah, say, no, the chasim got to go. And then, of course, the cow can stay under the chuppah himself. that won't be too good. So maybe it's told me it's the chasim, maybe you can make a deichik out of it. It's saying, even cow in the chuppah, the chasim goes. Okay. Om Rav Yehuda, medvar amur mechames mitzvah. Mechemes mitzvah, mechemes chayva, hakol yoitzim, afilu chos mechad v'chal mechbasa. Now, Rav Yehuda says a very similar thing. We'll see in our community in Rav Yehuda and Tanakama. Rav Yehuda says, when do we say all these halachas that you go back is mechemes mitzvah? Mechemes chayva, hakol yoitzim, chos mechad v'chal mechbasa. And we'll see in the Gemara what's the difference between Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Akapanim, that is our mission. Now, concentrate on the first part of Mishnah. The first part of Mishnah said that Mechlek is what Yarev Rachalev means. According to Rabbi Kiva, means you skid a war. According to Rabbi Yasi Aglili, he says, Hayarev Rachalev means you worry about Yaveris. Then Rabbi Yasi says, same thing, if someone is married to a Mono, a Kadol is married to a Mono, or Kayim married to Grusha Chalutza, all those things, also you don't go back. So it's the same thing, it's Yaveris. What's he adding on? Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yasi Aglili. What's the difference between Rabbi Yasi Aglili? Ika benayu, Aveiro de Rabbanon. That the Rav Yosi Aglili holds, even Aveiro de Rabbanon, you go back. Masha Enke Rav Yosi says, no, only Dafka Aveiro de Raisa, like a Mono Kohen Gadol, the deer is the Raisa, that's when you go back. But Masha Enke, Aveiro de Rabbanon, you don't go back. Actually, it's a little horror. The Rav Yosi says, Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hed, v'chalutza pashlo de Rabbanon. But the Maisa, since it's Ikra mid Raisa, it's a smach mid Raisa, so that's called the Raisa. So according to Rav Yosi, Dafka Isa de Raisa, do you go back? But according to Rav Yosi, clearly any Aveira would be a reason to go back. Come on, Oz, the Hadutanya. Who's the following Braisa like? It says in the Braisa, Soch bein Tvila le Tvila. If someone talked between Tvil and Shayah, Tvil and Shayah, Aveira v'yada, it's Aveira, v'choyz olam orche ha-machama, and you go back, if you're not machama, it's a reason to go back. So that's only Issa de Rabbanon. Kaman, Kriyasa Aglili, that's like a Kriyasa Aglili. Now, what does it mean? What's the Aveira talking about Tvila or Tvila? So Rashi explains that it's talking about a case where you only made one bracha and you didn't make another bracha on the Shalroch. So there, if you talked in between, so one man, the Amar, holds, what some Rishonim hold, and Mandem of the Gemara also, that you make a bracha, Laniach Tvilin, that goes on both Tvilin. So you talk in between, and you don't make a second bracha, that's, he lands up, you put on Tvilin without a bracha. That's the issue we're talking about here. The other Rishonim learn other Pshatim, it's not the only Pshat, there's other Rishonim learn the Pshat is just the talking alone is Aveira, even if you make another bracha. And the Rishonim have other Pshatim in this Gemara, what it means, Sach Bein Tvilo Tvilo, look at the Gemara Menachis. And Tosfos and other places. Akaponim, this is Issa de Rabbanon. This is like a Issa Glili. Man tan l'ha tan Rabbanon. Shama kol kronos. There's another brayse like this. If someone goes to war and he hears the horns, the trumpets blasting, verisia, and he got very scared. Hagavas trisim, and they were banging the shields together, verisia, and he got scared. Sechtuach haravos, they heard him sharpening the knives. Umayim shoysel abirkov, he's so scared. He was, Meraglayim was coming out of him. Meraglayim, Machmasir, were coming out of him, like Rashi says. So what's the halacha? Chayzer. He goes back. So who's that like? Kaman. Leim Rav Akiva. It sounds like Rav Akiva's pshat. Yor Rachalev means people who are scared of Kishrei HaMachama. And not Rav Leir Rav Siglili. It's not Rav Siglili. Rav Siglili learns that Yor Rachalev means scared of Averis. And the Gemara, no. Baha, Thor, basically, the Maidi. Basically, the Maidi is this idea also. So, Nuchsiv says in the Pasik, that there's another thing, that if he's Taka scared, then everyone else will be scared as well. You know, one guy's nervous in the army, everyone else gets nervous. Therefore, even Rabbi Zaglili agrees, as that Pasik, as Vlayimas is Lav Echov, that Rabbi Zaglili will agree, in such a case, he should go back. So, if you're Rabbi Zaglili, go back for two reasons. Either if you're very scared, or if you have Averis, you go back. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's only if you're very scared. So the pasuk goes further and says, "Vahoya kechalois hashaytrim." You have officers in the back also, and they stand there and they're gonna cut off the shaykh of the anyone wants to escape. Why? Because tchilas nisa nefila. Right? The Gemara, "Haimbe tchilas nisa nefila." That's what it says. Tchilas nefila nisa mvayle. And the reason is twofold. Tchilas nisa makes no sense. The beginning of running away. Either you run away, or you don't run away. It doesn't pass to say tchilas nisa. Also, it's not true. It's really like this, Tchilas Nefilas Nisa. So Mara answers, yeah, that's you have to be Garis. Ema Pleasure, Tchilas Nefilas Nisa, which means the beginning of the downfall is Nisa, people who are running away. That's the beginning of the downfall. You're not even lose the war yet, but that's the first step in losing a war is that some of the army escapes, then you know you're doomed. Medvar Mechemes Hashos says this whole halachas that we learned so far is Dafka Mechemes Hashos. But Mechemes Mitzvah, even a Chasim Mechedra and Kalam Mechapasa go out to war. And Rehuda says, "Madvar amur mechemes mitzvah, a mechemes chayva, I call yaitzim." So we'll speak this out outside first. So Rabbi Yehuda also is saying the same idea. Just Rabbi Yehuda is calling rishus mitzvah, and he's calling mitzvah chayva. So Rehuda is saying a similar idea. He's saying, "Madvar amur, you have always halachas, ba mechemes mitzvah, which means a mechemes rishus." And by Mechemes Chayva, which is Mechemes of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, there even a Chosin Mechedre. So why does he call it a mitzvah? The Nafkamina is that he calls going out to war, the first level of mitzvah is, because the Lacha is Oisik Mitzvah part of the mitzvah. You still a mitzvah, like Gavi, other things. It's just not a mitzvah that we're going to grab the Chosin from the Chedre. They have to come into Chayva. And the Gemara is going to explain, there's really three levels. There's a level that's a real Rishus, and that... it's not a mitzvah, it's a real rishus. Then you have a second level, which is called a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's called rishus according to the Tanakhama, and that is where it's machlokes if it's a mitzvah or not. But either way, you have it in the Orchei HaMachama there. And the top level is chayva and mitzvah according to Rabbanon, and it's top level, that means kibush Eretz Yisrael. So let's see this inside. Om Rabbi Yechon, rishus to Rabbanon, zui mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda. Rishus to Rabbanon is mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzvah Rabbanon, when it says mitzvah of the Rabbanon, when he says that you go out even from the yichud room, zuhi chayva, that is chayva, that's what Rabbi Huda calls chayva. So Amar Rava, Rava breaks it down. Mechemes Yeshua lekabe yishtivra kol chayva. When Yeshua went out to capture Yisrael, that kuyama is a chayva. Mechemes beis David lerevacha divra kol rishus. Mechemes beis David, which is for harvacha, to get more land, that's divra kol rishus. It's not a mitzvah, it's rishus. And that's kuyam rishus. You have it in Archei Mechama, and you also don't have it in part of the mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Keep ligi the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is lemute oivichavim the loyselai. You want to get rid of the goyim who are bothering you. Mar korli mitzvah. Some call that mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda calls that a mitzvah, and therefore you oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. Mar korli rishus. Nafkamina oisik a mitzvah shapata ben a mitzvah. That's what's nafkamina. But in halacha, the first two levels you have Archei Mechama, and the top level you don't have Archei Mechama. Just why is one called rishus, one called mitzvah? Nafkamina is the guy oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah. And the only case that's machlokes is the middle case where they're going to get rid of the goyim who are bothering them. That's where it's a mitzvah or it's a rishus. Hadrin Allah Parak Mashuach Mechama Beli Neder. I'm going to start the new parak. The next parak, which is the last parak of Misekhel Saita, is all about Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, Beloshoin HaKadosh. Egla Arufa is said Beloshoin HaKadosh. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Ki Motzei Chol Ba'adama. So it says in the Pesukim, it's Kedai to read a little bit of the Pesukim of Egla Arufa, and the Gemara is explaining how we know it's Beloshoin HaKadosh, and what does it mean, Beloshoin HaKadosh? It means the thing that they say on the eglah, they say kaper la'amcha. But let's read the pesukim a little bit. This will know what we're talking about. It says in the pasuk that if you find a cholol ba'adama asher Hashem lekecha noisin l'chol l'rishto noifel basad, you find a corpse in the middle between two cities, you have no idea what happened to him. But yotzu zikinecha v'shevtecha madu al'arma shetuzachol. So the zikinecha v'shevtecha go out and they measure. and they see which city is closest to this corpse. So the people, they go out, they measure, and Lemaisa, if the city is closer, so the Zikni of that city bring an egla, a little calf, a one-year-old calf or less, that was never used, was never carried oil. But read is the area is egla lachla eson ashla yubavar lezareya and va'orfu sham is egla v'yarachal. They go and chop off the head in the nachal. Nixto kamrei Levi kivam bocha Hashem akech l'sharso v'varach b'shem Hashem ba'pim yakol riv chonega. The kamrei Levi come v'chol zik the area krev melchalol yirchus day and they wash their hands al egla rufa v'nachal va'onu v'amru yedenu l'shavchu es adam azeh. We didn't spill this dam. Ve'inel l'ro, we didn't see anything. Kaper la'am chayshosh v'dis Hashem. So the last thing they say, Kaper la'am Yisrael has been done with Lashon HaKodesh. Shenemar, how do you know what?
No one in their city killed this guy.
You'll see what that means. We had that before, actually, what it means. What does it mean? Like, Shenemar, ki yimotzi chol ba'adama. I'll give you since you're probably on our weight. It means that they didn't send them out at walking him out, and they didn't send them out at food. Shenemar, ki yimotzi chol ba'adama, v'yotzu zikenecha v'shevtecha. There's a pasuk says, ki yimotzi chol ba'adama, so who goes out to measure? There's a kenecha v'shevtecha. Which means, shloisha mebezdin ha'godol shibishlayim. It has to come from the bezdin ha'godol, from the Sanhedrin, the 71 Sanhedrin, sitting in the Lishka Gazas. That's where the yodim have to come from. We'll see tomorrow how we know that. So three from that bezdin ha'godol ha'yotzi. Rabbi Yudai mechamisha, five from the bezdin ha'godol shibishlayim go out. Not three, five. That's four. The ain bezdin shokel, and you don't have bezdin shokel. You add another one, altogether five. Nimsa tamim bagal. He found this corpse covered up by a little hill. Or tolu beilon, or he's hanging on a tree. Or tzav apnei amayim, or he's floating on the water like an orphan. There's no din egla rufa. Shneim says in the pasuk, ki matzichal ba'adama. Ba'adama teaches us loy tamim bagal. Noifel. It says noifel basadus and noifel teaches us loy tolu beilon. Another halacha. Nimsa samach l'svar. If the corpse is found close to the border of Eretz Yisrael and outside the border are goyim, or li'ir shiruva v'chavim, or it's near a city of ruva v'chavim. Even though the city of Klai Yisrael is closer, but there is on the other side of the chalal, the closest city on one side of the chalal is a goyish city. Even though that's further than the yiddish city from the other side. The same thing with the border, halacha is, there's no arfim, because there we assume that happened from the goyim. Or the irsha ain't bezdin, or its closest city, the city without a bezdin, like arfim, they didn't do a rifa. But the difference is like this, that if it's close to a city without a bezdin, then you go to the next closest city with a bezdin. You only go closest to the city that has an ear, that has a bezdin, so it means if you have a city here, the closest city does not have a bezdin, you go to the closest city with a bezdin.
Didn't we just say that
right, so Bezdin HaGadol, so there's two things. So we've read the Psukim, the Bezdin HaGadol measure, but the ones who say Kaper La'amcha is the Zikne Ir, is the Bezdin of that city. Very good question. The Bezdin of that city, the other ones say Kaper La'amcha. The measure, the people who measure are the Zikne of Bezdin, they come out to Medida. It says twice Zikne in the Psukim. It says, we have to know how we know that. How we know it's then. Then later on, it says in the Pasuk that the Zikne Ir, because Zikne Ir ha'i, ha'kreiv malachol, yirchachos deyam al yagaruf manachal. And Vanu Vamru. It's clear, talking about the Zikne of that city. So that's the Mishnah. Dr. Mar, Maika Amma, where do we see it's Lashon HaKadosh? It's also Egla, Rufa, Lashon HaKadosh. It's like the Pasuk says, Ki Matzachal Ba'adama, Gevaldik. Hey, where do you see Lashon HaKadosh there? Amravo Hakamar. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Vanu Vamru. Lahalonu Aimer, it says by the Levium also, by Brachas HaKalos, Vanu Levium Vamru. Ma'ani Amru Lahalom Lashon HaKadosh. Just like by the Levium, we know from two different drashas, that's Lashon HaKadosh, Afkam, Lashon HaKadosh. And then the Mishnah goes further, Veseda Agola Rufa, Egla Rufa Ketzad, Ki Matzachal Ba'adama, Vayotzu Zikinecha Vashavtecha, Shlois Vesnagolish, Vishlaim Ayotzim. That's the Mishnah reads. Egla Rufa Lashon HaKadosh, how do we know? From Vanu Vamru. We learn from Levium. Then the Mishnah goes further and gives you the seder of the Egla Arufa ki matzichal ba'adama. So that is the Mishnah with the first Gemara that teaches us about Lashon HaKodesh.